Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
So on Monday, Panthers announced that Bryce Young, the number one overall draft pick, was going to be benched, and now Andy Dalton will be their starter when they get set for the Raiders on Sunday. Coach Dave Canales, he addressed the media yesterday, and he gave some insight into the decision to bench Young.
I want to keep that private. What I would like to say, though, is this is something after I watched the film, I looked at it, had a thought, started working on talking to the guys that we make decisions with. Certainly a lot of parties involved there. Ultimately, this comes on me, and my number one responsibility is to help the Panthers win.
So Canales also at the start of that press conference, or the start of that statement that he just gave, he was asked if David Tepper, Panthers owner, had influence on his decision, and that's when he said he'd rather keep that private.
That's yes. That's a capital Y, capital E, capital S. That's the way to say yes without saying it. That, and then that same press conference, Steph, he said that Andy Dalton gives us the best chance to win Sunday, and the reporter goes, "Why do you say that?" And he was like, "Well,
I don't disagree with him though.
He goes, "I think his resume speaks for itself." I don't disagree with him either. You know why?
Because, I don't disagree with him.
Well, yeah. When Andy Dalton's stepping on the field, Tiffany, he's not seeing ghosts right now, and Bryce Young is seeing ghosts. This reminds me. I'm not saying Bryce Young would have been successful. I really don't know. But when you force a guy to draft a guy that he doesn't want and then coach him and then take the reins away from him, then give him back, then take him away and give him back, and then you fire the guy in the middle of the season, and then you bring in another guy, you have broken Bryce Young just like Bill Belichick broke Mac Jones when he put Matt Patricia, a defensive bearded coordinator, up there with a pencil in his ear who's never coached offenses of life and says, "Hey, tell this guy to play quarterback."
And it happens, man. And honestly, I think it's going to happen to even more guys when you look around the league at some of the ups and downs. Joe Burrow looks broken right now. You look at Zach Taylor's offense right now and Joe Burrow and everything he's been asked to do. So many underneath throws that are just trying to nickel and dime you, and he's not getting it done. They're not throwing the ball downfield because the whole Jamar Chase situation. Look, here's what I'll say about Dave Canales and this presser. We wondered last year when this job came open, who wanted this job? Who would they possibly be able to talk into getting this job with David Tepper always looking over your shoulder and making these decisions? And somehow Dave Canales was the guy they talked into doing it. I was shocked at the time. I thought it was the best hire they could have possibly made. And now we're still asking questions 2 games in to the 2024 season about who's making decisions. I think that Dave Canales is okay with it at this point because I think it honestly takes probably some pressure off of his shoulders. But it'll be interesting to see this dynamic as it continues over there in Charlotte of who is making decisions for this team and this franchise.
I asked this question Monday. We were sitting at a table with some writers and some people that obviously do the broadcast. And I said, I know there's only 32 jobs in NFL, but when you have an owner that basically does whatever they want and will fire you in a heartbeat and is known for just pushing for their way, what motivates you to take that job? And I think it's the fact that there's only 32, a huge payday that's guaranteed once you sign that contract, right, with the buyouts, and the fact that once you've been a head coach, well, let me rephrase it like this. I don't think most owners around the league are going to hold the head coach responsible and hold it against them for what the debacles that happen in Carolina these days, because they're in those meetings with the guy. They know how it goes.
They most certainly know how it goes.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.